Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is July 11th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our History of Trading videos on johnlothiannews.com on the MarketsWiki Education page, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. I recently had the privilege of interviewing Jamal Cole, the founder of My Block, My Hood, My City, and Will Hobart, the founder of WH Trading and mentor of Cole. The story was titled, WH Trading Spawned a Social Justice Phenomena in My Hood, My Block, My City. One of the events Cole mentioned in the interview done by M3, as the organization is known, is a massive downtown Chicago meetup. That event was last Saturday, where 1,000 young people came downtown to explore the city. Each young person received a $50 prepaid Visa card they could spend as they chose to get either food, go to the movies, or tour some of downtown's signature attractions like Navy Pier or the Field Museum, Book Club Chicago reported. We've heard lots of stories about groups of teens creating havoc in downtown. This was the opposite. This was a success story of 1,000 teens learning about the city of Chicago beyond their hood, their block, and seeing their city. Back on July 7th, former SEC Chairman Jay Clayton and former CFTC Chairman Timothy Massad wrote an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal titled, A Path Forward for Regulating Crypto Markets. Two former top regulators argue that litigation by the SEC is only part of the solution. Threads continues to grow, hitting 100 million users, and it is having a negative impact on Twitter's traffic. The Wall Street Journal reports at least two estimates by third parties suggest Twitter traffic has been falling in tandem with Threads launch and growth, indicating Threads users are leaving Twitter for Threads rather than attempting to juggle both. The timing of Tucker Carlson's moving his show may have been poor, as the number of viewers on his new show on Twitter have dropped 86% since its launch, Insider reported. Cboe Global Markets shared on LinkedIn that options on Cboe's iBoxx iShares High Yield Corporate Bond Index futures ticker IBHY, and Cboe iBoxx iShares Investment Grade Corporate Bond Index futures ticker IBIG, are now available to trade. GBBC Digital Finance announced the launch of the Crypto Asset Standards, a code of conduct for financial institutions engaging in intermediation activities such as brokerage, custody, and settlement of crypto assets like Bitcoin and Ethereum. The Ezra Klein Show podcast in the New York Times is titled, AI Could Solve Some of Humanity's Hardest Problems. It already has. An electric vehicle in extreme heat can be a problem, Bloomberg reports. I knew when Alex Teng graduated from the University of Illinois at Chicago that John Lothian News would lose him. I just did not think we would lose him to Elon Musk. That is a first for JLN. Alex shared on LinkedIn he is starting a new position as analyst sales finance slash business operations at Tesla. Congratulations, Alex, and best of luck with Tesla and with Elon. My two former troops of Scouts BSA that I served as Scoutmaster of, Troop 117B and 117G, are at summer camp in northern Wisconsin. They are at a camp I have never been to, as the camp our troops attended, that our council owned, was sold as part of the Boy Scouts of America bankruptcy case. My unit days are behind me, but I am still working with the Pathway to Adventure Council, and we are working on a LaSalle Street fundraiser for the fall. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were: stock investors are on notice after Wall Street's fear gauge jumps, swaps predict inflation when all else comes up short, analysis, bonds back in a tailspin as higher for longer narrative hits. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have the second part of our Tom Hutchinson Open Outcry Traders History Project video. The title, Tom Hutchinson Open Outcry Traders History Project, Part 2. In Part 2 of the JLN Open Outcry Traders History Project interview with Belvedere Trading founder Tom Hutchinson, he tells the stories of his best trading days and his worst trading days. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Rolling Stone. The headline, The Trillion Dollar Grift Inside the Greatest Scam of All Time. In late March 2020, Haywood Talkove, a CEO at LexisNexis Risk Solutions, was packing up his office, having sent his employees home. He was worrying about laying off his staff, his family's health, and how he was going to manage two young kids at home during the pandemic. But when President Trump announced an initial $2.2 trillion relief package to bail out the millions of Americans desperate for cash during the national lockdown, his concern turned away from the coronavirus. My comment, what is the acceptable level of grift to go along with the successful saving of the economy? There's a question for you. Here's a story from CoinDesk. U.S. Senator Tuberville asked DOJ SEC to investigate crypto broker Prometheum. U.S. Senator Thomas Tuberville, Republican Alabama, wrote an open letter on Monday to Attorney General Merrick Garland and Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, Chair Gary Gensler, asking them to investigate Prometheum, a special purpose broker that recently secured federal permissions to offer crypto trading services. Prometheum may have provided false testimony to Congress or violated U.S. securities laws. The open letter began. The lawmaker said Prometheum CEO Aaron Kaplan told Congress that it developed its own blockchain platform independently starting in December 2019. However, in SEC filings filed through 2021, Prometheum said it depended on Shanghai Wenzheng Blockchain Inc., and a Chinese firm Tuberville alleged had ties to the Chinese Communist Party. My comment, Touchdown Tommy is fronting for someone. Who is it? Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Sex, Drugs, and Spreadsheets. Dr. Glaser Treats Wall Street's Addiction Surge. When titans of finance get addicted to drugs and alcohol, they sometimes end up on the couch of Dr. Sam Glaser. Dr. Glaser, a psychiatrist, treats the Wall Street set for substance abuse and other mental illnesses. Demand for services like his has ballooned since the pandemic. Glaser recently added two therapists to his now 6-member practice, which treats about 200 patients at the time. Most are traders, fund managers, and investment bankers and corporate lawyers. Almost all are men who are afraid to tell their employers about their ailments, much less ask for medical leaves. My comment. Seeing a therapist can be very good for you in ways you never imagined. I had to see one before getting a neurostimulator implanted in my back due to chronic pain. I continue to see her to talk about the psychological aspects of pain, which is a very interesting topic for someone who has chronic pain. That led to me reading a book she recommended about obesity, which led me to an appointment with my urologist to discuss a treatment option for BPH. That led to my being diagnosed with prostate cancer. So I wonder, had I not had the sessions with a therapist, When would I have caught the prostate cancer? Did seeing the therapist save my life? Maybe. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Sam Bankman-Fried and the crypto grift. Skepticism can be a virtue. Every generation produces a financier or business person who personifies how easy it can be to part fools from their money, part smart people from their senses, and part the media from skepticism. There's a long line of exhibits in that genre, from Charles Ponzi to Bernie Madoff. Does Sam Bankman-Fried belong in that pantheon? There's lots of evidence suggesting he does. He and the cryptocurrency empire he built are the subjects of sprawling fraud and money laundering probes. His company, FTX, is bankrupt, and federal prosecutors in New York have indicted the 31-year-old former billionaire for a range of financial crimes. My comment, SBF, welcome to the club. It is not one you want to be a member of. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Today's top three stories saw a Wall Street Journal's trifecta. First was the Wall Street Journal story, How to Leave Grandkids Your Retirement Savings and Not a Huge Tax Bill. Second was the Wall Street Journal's Five Books to Make You Smarter About Money. And third, the Wall Street Journal's Getting Locked Out of Your Digital Life is Bad. Here's How to Avoid It. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Deutsche Bank, Commerzbank, ING Data Breach in MoveIt Hack. Deutsche Bank AG, Commerzbank AG, and ING Group NV are among dozens of companies worldwide whose client data were compromised when a criminal hacking group exploited a security flaw in a file transfer tool. The attackers obtained access to data of thousands of clients whose requests to change accounts had been transferred to an external data provider, which the banks in emails to Bloomberg identified as Margerelle. The data seen by hackers include clients' names and their account numbers, ING said in its statement. The software flaw has since been patched, the bank said. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Gensler asserts SEC authority over crypto as opponents waver. Gary Gensler's Securities and Exchange Commission is filling the crypto regulatory void, and the industry and its backers on Capitol Hill have so far been unable to check him. The tide was supposed to turn when Republicans gained control over the House last November. Finally, the thinking went, there would be restraints on the SEC chief. And then finally, here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, AI trading is playing a growing role in Europe's power bills. Complex power markets open the door for specialists to cash in. Traders process millions of data points to get pricing edge. A Danish energy trader crunches about 30 million data points every day in an effort to predict how cloud cover in Spain and surging temperatures in Germany might ripple across to impact the price of power in France and elsewhere in Europe. In the region's 1.3 trillion euro electricity market, MFT Energy AS and more than a dozen other trading houses are increasingly embracing artificial intelligence and machine learning to make money, and in the process help set prices ultimately paid by households and businesses. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.